Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Hey Sam, how you going?
Hey Laura, good, how are you?
yeah, I'm good. So I guess I'll jump in, and first thing we're going to be talking about is this little gem we've got.
Anyone who pays attention to the news or spends any time on social media has to acknowledge that there has been a rise in anti-white racism and a rise in attacks on the very ideals of Western civilization. I would also hope the Senate does the right thing and acknowledges it is indeed okay to be white. Such a simple sentence should go without saying, but I suspect many members in this place would struggle to say it. People have a right to be proud of their cultural background, whether they are black, white or brindle. If we cannot agree on this, I think it's safe to say any white racism is well and truly rife in our society.
So that was Pauline Hanson. Can you tell me a bit about the controversy that sparked over that?
Yes, so she's making a lot of statements about how it's okay to be white, and as most people probably know, this is a bit of a slogan for the white supremacist people and the alt-right, especially in America, so it seems it's seeping into Australia a little bit here. So she put a motion forward where she had 2 points, A and B. A was that she'd like to see the Senate acknowledge the deplorable rise of anti-white racism and attacks on Western civilization, and B stated that it was okay to be white. And immediately after that, she had some backlash. Darren Hinch was the first to basically scold her and said she was just having a competition to see who was the loudest and the most racist in the room. And then Greens leader Richard Di Natale said, it's not only okay to be white in Australia, it's actually the ticket to winning the lottery. And he made the comparison between how Aboriginal people in Australia die 20 years younger and how African people cop a lot of racism, especially surrounding the Melbourne gang rhetoric that's going on at the moment. So yeah, it's been a really strange thing, and it's unclear how it got to be heard in the Senate. There's Attorney General Christian Porter. His office directed coalition senators to vote in favour of the motion, and he defended himself, saying it was an email that was misread, and they misread the motion. But looking at the motion, there's not much to read in the first place. So it's interesting how it got through without his knowledge.
So this motion is just to have public acknowledgement from government that there is white racism. Is that true?
Yes. She wants the Senate to acknowledge it. And her point of saying everyone, whether they're white, black or brindle, I've never heard of brindle. I had to look that up.
Well, I have. It's related to dogs. It's
yes,
typically the context.
It's wild.
It's really dehumanizing.
It is. It really is. And that just shows the kind of character she has and what she thinks of people, that you've got the white, you've got the black, and you've got, oh, everyone else. I can't be bothered saying people of colour or something like that. That is the term which people go by. And brindle, yeah, like you said, it's the fur of an animal, or how it's often described.
Is there any validity to her claim, do you think?
Her claim being that it's okay to be white?
Well, the claim that there is a rise in white racism in Australia.
Well, I think it's a really hard one, because Google Analytics often works in the way that you will find what you want to find. So if you're looking up videos that say anti-racism on the rise, and then Google will, every time you search that, it will just keep putting it on, and that works in Facebook Analytics, that works across social media. So for someone who is looking that up, they are going to see that more and more often on their newsfeed. But it's really hard to say without someone going into it and looking into it. And I do feel bad for some people who do feel they are hated because of the colour of their skin. But when it comes to white people saying it's okay to be white or wanting that kind of validation, they've got to broaden their search. They have to look at what's happening to everyone in the world. I think Pauline is just being fed what she wants to be fed, and she's just perpetuating it.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.